Once again, it's a little bit like last week. Proud of our team. Thought they, once again, stepped up, made the plays we need to make in the fourth quarter. Conditions weren't great out there in the second half, but, did a better job of taking care of the ball than we did last week. That was key. And, had some stops on defense, had some field position in the kicking game. So, always room for improvement, but good to be 2-0, good to get two division wins. And so we'll take a little break here and then get ready for Tampa. But, I thought the team fought hard today, and that was good. I'd like to see that.
Coach, were you surprised when Melvin dropped balls up there on both sides?
Yeah. It was one of those games. It's one of those 13-10, 10-7, 16-13. You kind of tell it's going to be one of those games, and that's what it was. So, I thought both teams really competed hard. It's a tough division game like it always is, like it was last week, like it is with the Jets always. So, that's the way it is. We played a lot of tight coverage. Some tough throws in there for both sides.
Coach, how would you assess the performance of Ryan Allen?
I thought he got the ball off. There was some key situations that, I thought he handled, not perfect, but decent. We'll take a look at the film, take a little closer look at it, but, he certainly got us some field position. Just as a team, I think we got to do a little better job on the plus 50, our coverage, our kicks, and, get those balls down there a little bit tighter. But, it wasn't easy out there. He and Danny Aiken, handled the ball pretty well. And Edelman, too, I'd say, on the punt returns, handled it pretty well. Some tough catches back there.
Are you noticing anything about the personality of your team because of the fact you guys have now won two close games in 5 days?
Yeah, I don't know. It's early in the season. We'll see. We'll just keep grinding it out here, but I don't know. It's good to win them. I know that, but, I think it's a little too early to, brand anybody as anything. Just keep playing and getting better.
Was that first touchdown pass designed to kind of take advantage of the rookie's inexperience at cornerback?
Talking about the play action? It looked like they had everybody up pretty close to the line of scrimmage, which they did that quite a bit tonight, and looked like they had no deep field player, and looked like they were kind of got caught up in there in the action, and Aaron slipped behind him. Tom found him, we got behind him several times. We didn't convert as often as we would like to or need to, but that was a big one for us, no question.
Bill, can you talk about Julian?
Julian played well, made some tough catches and did a good job on the punt returns. He plays hard like he always does. He's a tough kid. I thought he made a couple tough catches out there, too, in the second half. Had to take the ball away from his body, in the rain and all that. But he competed hard.
Are you pleased with the way your defensive back stepped up?
Yeah, it's always good to turn the ball over. That's always good to turn the ball over. I thought we competed well as a football team. Everything we did wasn't perfect, that's for sure. But we played hard. We fought hard. We made them earn everything they got. They made us earn everything. It was just, one of those games. But, I thought the team really competed well for 60 minutes. And so that was, I'm proud of them for that. They did a good job there. We had enough time to run a play, but there's a lot of things that could go wrong, and the chance to score from the 25-yard line, I don't think is real good. So, we want to make sure we had the opportunity for 3 points. We had the ball right in the middle of the field. We put it where we wanted it. We just didn't execute the play well enough, but. We took our shot the play before, two plays before, whatever it was, and just felt like that was our best chance to give us our best chance to get 3 points.
Bill, Tom's irritated on a couple of plays that didn't go exactly as he would have liked. It was pretty obvious. Is there ever a point at which a player can be counterproductive in nonverbal or verbal gestures to a teammate? And you pay attention to that stuff, young players.
I don't know. I think Tom's just, he's probably the best leader I've ever been around. So, I wouldn't be too critical of him.
Can you, Brett, welcome to the Mike Noah?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you know, Dante did a nice job. You know, he blitzed well. I don't know how many tackles he made, but he seemed like he was around the ball, and he had a lot of coverage responsibility. You know, they have a couple of good, you know, inside receivers. They're tight ends, and all, you know, those guys did a good job, you know, pretty good job handling them.
So with so many inexperienced skill players, how tough was it to play a second game in 4 days at this time of the season, very beginning to start?
Well, I mean, there wasn't really a whole lot new for us this week. We, you know, ran what we know how to run. We got to do it a little bit better. All the way across the board in all phases of the game, but certainly our execution on offense, it's just, you know, it's not like it was a lot of new stuff. We just got to do it better, you know. And they're a pretty good defensive football team, and they got up there, and you know, it was what it was. So, you know, we made enough to win, but, you know, we're going to have to keep making more than that.
So what were your overall impressions of Geno Smith?
You know, I don't know. I'm just happy we won. We'll take a look at the film and, you know, look at how everybody matched up. But, you know, we had a couple good drives. I don't know. I have to talk to them about how their players played. I was trying to watch our guys, to tell you the truth.
Final question?
Okay. All right. Thanks.